My friends, welcome. What if extreme weather froze your bank account? That is the question which has been posed by the World Economic Forum's most recent promo video, or whatever you want to call their somehow highly predictive shorts that are talking about cyber pandemics, pandemics, and now damages to infrastructure blamed on climate change. So let's watch this video and then I'll expand on how we're already seeing these attacks on society, like the Port of Vancouver shutting down, being blamed on global warming. It's a very thinly veiled threat basically broadcasting their intentions to cause these disruptions to our way of life and then point the finger at your carbon footprint in order to justify the climate lockdowns that are already beginning. We're starting to see that in India already. So let's watch. Yeah, so again, a lot of language about cyber attacks, significant disruptions to our way of life, but somehow this doesn't interrupt their process of adopting digital central bank currencies and highly connected vaccine passports, all these things we need digital systems for. Forget the cash, right? Forget the pen and paper, which would work even in a cyber attack. But the new language, more significantly, I think, this time is that question. What if extreme weather froze your bank account? What if these climate disasters affected our way of life? And of course, like I said, we've already started to see the media spin that narrative. Here it is from Reuters. From fire to floods, it's climate change that is affecting Canada's fragile supply chain. So suddenly these cascading failures in our supply chains are being pinned not on the lockdowns, which were a tremendous mistake, you know, policy mistake. No, it's because of your carbon footprint. It's because you drive a car. It's because you eat meat that the Port of Vancouver is closed and the folks in British Columbia can't get food in their supermarkets and Canada sending in the army, right? It's all your fault. And that's why we need to start the carbon lockdowns. And you can see these have already gone into effect here. India has already started a new lockdown, not to combat COVID-19, but air pollution. I talked about this last year when Mariana Mazzucato wrote her editorial about how we can avoid climate lockdowns by doing capitalism differently, stop eating meat, ending private ownership of cars. But no, it turns out we didn't avoid the climate lockdowns, and that's why we're going to have that's why we're going to have what the World Economic Forum is telling us, is that extreme weather events, because of geoengineered situations, almost certainly, that they will create are going to happen. They will cause significant disruptions to our way of life, and then we will use that to usher in more of these climate lockdowns and ultimately the Sunday laws, which is worshiping Gaia, worshiping the creation instead of the creator when everyone shuts down for a lockdown on Sunday. So I just want to keep this brief because I think this is, we'll talk more about this in the next video, but I wanted to make sure we took eyes on the World Economic Forum's coming out and announcing that climate disasters are here. It's going to put significant strain on our infrastructure and on our critical infrastructure. And you should be prepared for that. So thanks, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you want to support this broadcast, if you value the information, you can help me keep it running. There's a few ways to do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support, including patreon.com/iceagefarmer, if that's still easiest for you. And I very genuinely appreciate your help getting the word out. Thanks, folks. Be well.